Case number 10,689, First State Signs, southwest of Route 1, east of Sierra Avenue. A, variance from an additional ground sign and a variance from a side yard setback requirement for a sign.
Name and address.
Dale McAllister, 14 Willard Circle, Dover, Delaware.
You swear or affirm the testimony about to give the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, gentlemen and ladies. I'm here tonight on behalf of Phoenix Realty Group, the owner of a piece of property. Basically has three parcels. It's better known to you all probably as the PNC Bank and the old good Salvation Army property, which has now got the outlet liquors on it. As you're aware, this piece of property had a PNC Bank in the back. PNC Bank had a large sign. They downsized the size of their sign and basically put a new building in the front of the parking lot and made their sign a little bit smaller, moved it, and hence put a sign, put a piece of property in the back that's pretty much landlocked. It's all, believe it, it's all owned by one real estate group. That real estate group's, one of their principals is Mr. Dyer, I believe. He gave you a letter that he couldn't make it here tonight. And what we have is the old Goodwill sign is now the liquor store sign. And we have the PNC Bank has their sign in the front. It leaves us with no way to advertise on Route 1, the parcel in the back. We've contacted Alex Pyrus and PNC Bank both. Neither one of them were willing to share their signs. Hence, we need a third sign for that parcel in the back. The other thing that we have an issue is a side yard setback. And I brought you some pictures. I blew them up. And what we're talking about doing is putting the sign right in here. And by in here, meaning adjacent to the PNC Bank. The reason we're asking for a side yard setback is if you make that turn around the parking lot, we're going to parcel, we're going to take this sign and use it and put a landscape buffer around it to stop people from getting into the PNC Bank from the front parcel of the parcel. As you drive around the bank and go through the drive-through lanes, if you come out there into this center there and somebody's coming in the other way, it causes a traffic hazard. So the reason we're not keeping the side yard setback is on purpose. I mean, we'd be asking for one, but we're asking for two. And it's for egress and egress and entrance into the bank. We're worried that somebody making that turn is going to have an accident. And in liability terms, as you all know, Mr. Dyer's a lawyer, PNC Bank has counsel, and Alex is a lawyer. And they looked at it and went, yeah, we don't really, Alex is not opposed. They had to get permission from Alex since he's one of the tenants. He's not opposed to where we want to put it, and the reason being is that's the reason we're asking for the variance. It keeps us away from their sign, but it also stops people getting into the bank from the front part of the bank. There's plenty of egress and egress, entrance and egress from the back parcel. And then it gets them into the shopping center by the liquor store out closer to where they want to be. So that's the reason for the side yard setback. There's a better shot of this side here showing you the bank and the bank sign and the liquor store sign.
So where will your sign go there?
Our sign's going to go.
Okay.
Right there. Okay? So, as far as the test of a hardship, we're not going to change the character of the neighborhood. We have been notified, or we were, I did get a phone call. I don't know if they sent a letter or not from Sierra Village. Lady asked me what we were doing. I explained it. I sent her some email photographs of what we were going to do. She said she'd get back to me if she had any more comment. I didn't hear anything else from her. And we do have permission from PNC Bank and from Mr. Pyrus to locate the sign. Mr. Dyer had to get a hold of them and make sure they were all happy with it, since they all rent the properties.
So that he's done.
Yeah, so they don't, they're not, there's no issues there.
Okay.
So the main problem we have is that we've got a parcel in the back that we really just can't rent. Can't have, doesn't have any real visibility, so.
So that's not a message board, is it?
There can be one on the bottom. That's what was applied for. It was applied for because that's the, what was applied for this board was the fullest extent of what we could have. If you choose to limit that, you could, okay? But we wanted to say to you, this is the most it could be. So there are, message centers are legal in the county, and when we brought, when we drew it up, I wanted to make sure that we brought to you the largest sign that we could put up there. We don't have a tenant, and the tenant hadn't required a message board. If it's something that you wanted to choose to do without, fine, but we didn't, I didn't want to bring something to you that didn't show the biggest and the most that we could have without you guys.
Possibly that could be a message board if they want that.
Exactly, but we currently do not have a tenant, nobody's there, but this is the most they could have. Under this variance, it would go with the property, as you all are aware, and we could say, yes, this is what we have, and it meets the code. And if you choose to do something different, you know, but I don't want to show you, I've always tried to be 100% above board and tell you what we have, and if you choose that you don't want a message center there because there's already one on that parcel, you could say that. I mean, it's all within your rights, but I, right now we don't have a desire to have one. Mr. Dyer shows it because it could be there. I told him that. I said, let's show him the most we could get.
So there is a message board there?
There's, no, currently there's a message center on the property. Alex has it.
He does have one there still. Yeah. Okay.
And we drew a small one on this one just to show you that this tenant could have one.
Okay.
You know, we don't want to say, hey, and not show you what's there.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but Mr. Pyrus does have a message center right now on the property.
Square footage is now 190.
It can be 200.
200.
200.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I drew it at 190. Mm-hmm. Made it simpler for the drawing. But the max we could have here is 200.
Excuse me. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Is that a no?
That's a no.
Okay, thank you. Okay, there being no further questions from members of the board, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I do have another question of the applicant.
Right. I know it.
I'm not sure that you have addressed all the standards for granting a variance. Can you do that for us?
Okay. The uniqueness of this property is that it's a landlocked piece in the, with the front. With the PNC Bank being built there, even though it's unique because it's three parcels are all under one ownership interest. Possible development, we're really worried about, we haven't been able to attract a tenant, and one of the problems we have is that it has no real visibility with the bank being in front there along Route 1. Go through all of them here. The effect on the surroundings, don't feel it's going to have any negative surrounding. It's not going to change the character of the neighborhood at all. And in fact, I think it'll increase it because if we can get a tenant back there, it'll help the other two businesses. The more commercial flow we can get going through that center, the better off we'll be. And so will the tenants. And even in the center to the left of us, those tenants would have a potential to have more clients coming in, the bigger the center is. The extent of the variance, we're asking for the minimal of square footage, and the side yard setback is a safety issue. If we didn't grant that, we'd have to move it farther, and it would create an area where people can get out of can get in and out of that PNC Bank in the front of it. So it's just a very unique situation. We feel that the side yard, by limiting those people getting in there, really will help for public safety and cut down on the problems that we have at that center.
Thank you.
I have one more question. You did say the liquor store business or any, or the other tenant, PNC, would not allow you to put anything additional on their signs?
Correct. We contacted them to do that. Okay. And they'd feel that it, they'd rather not have anything added to theirs.
Well, one more question then. Do those two signs meet the setbacks?
Yes. Okay. Goodwill is 25. Both of them are farther back than the front yard setback, and both of them meet the side yard setback. The only sign there I think that's close to not meeting a setback would be the Sierra, the mobile home community behind us, because they're in the middle of the road, that sign there. So
it's in an island.
Yeah, it's in the island. So, but that's fine. I mean, it's been there forever. I'm sure it's legal nonconforming, and they just changed it, and it's a great-looking sign. It's an asset.
They couldn't go on the sign anyway. It would be off-premise. Wouldn't be permitted.
Oh, they can.
Mm-hmm. But we asked them, and that would have been a different type of variance, because that was something that we did look at. So that would have been a different variance to come get. Mm-hmm. But we did explore all our options.
Okay. No further questions. The chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, make a motion. We take case number 10,689 under advisement.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Mills that we take case number 10,689 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Your case has been taken under advisement. You're welcome. All right. Thank you.